There is a huge variation in the amount of freshwater flows in different parts of the planet. Some places receive several meters of rainfall per year, while other places receive almost no rainfall at all. Some human settlements are close to year-round rivers or can easily tap groundwater, while other places are far from rivers and have no practical way to dig wells to tap groundwater. Precipitation is year-round and most intense at the equator, in a global band that is characterized by rainforests sustained by year-round heavy precipitation. As one moves away from the equator, but still in the tropics, both north and south, the year-round rainfall becomes seasonal instead, with the tropical rainy season corresponding with the summer months. During the hot summer months, intense solar radiation leads to heavy evaporation of surface water, which is then carried into the upper atmosphere by convective currents and returned to Earth as precipitation. These tropical regions have an alternating climate of wet summers and dry winters, sometimes called a savanna climate, because of the savanna or grassland vegetation that results. As one moves still farther northward, to the outer edges of the tropics and into the subtropics, around 20 to 30 degrees north and south latitude, we come to the Earth's desert regions, including the Sahara, the Gobi, much of the Middle East, the Mexican-California desert in the northern hemisphere, and the Kalahari and Australian deserts in the southern hemispheres. These are regions that catch the downcurrent of dry air that has been lifted by convection closer to the equator. In its rising phase, the air has shed its water as rainfall over the equator. By the time the air descends in the subtropics, the air is dry, and the result is a high-pressure zone of descending dry air with persistent arid conditions. Moving still farther toward the poles, in the mid to high latitudes of the temperate regions, where the United States, Europe, Japan, and China are located, the precipitation patterns are more complex and depend on the intricate interactions of cold air masses from the poles and warm air masses from the tropics. In general, the precipitation is year-round and more plentiful than in the savanna regions or the arid regions. Of course, local precipitation conditions are determined by much more than latitude. The location of a landmass near the coast versus the interior of continents, in the highlands versus the lowlands, or on the windward versus the leeward side of mountain ranges all have enormous effects on the location of rainfall and the location of surface runoff in rivers, which carry the water back from land to the sea. Proximity to cold upwelling waters along the coast, as in Peru and Chile, can lead to local desert conditions. The underlying geology of the landmass and the human uses of the landmass also determines how and when the water runs off, whether on the surface, after infiltration to the ground, or whether it evaporates before reaching the sea, perhaps from a man-made reservoir behind a dam. Water and economic development. What we can say in general is that the precipitation and runoff patterns have shaped the Earth's ecosystems and determined the places suitable for human habitation. The ideal location for growing food is a region with plentiful and, ideally, year-round fresh water, easy access to irrigation, for example, from a river or groundwater that is easily tapped by shallow wells, good soils rich with nutrients, a flat land surface that resists soil loss and land erosion, a climate of moderate temperatures, and safety from extreme weather events, such as hurricanes. The situation is still better for habitation and economic activity if the region is relatively safe from tropical diseases, for example, malaria, and is accessible to ocean and river-based navigation. Such regions, alas, are certainly not the norm. They characterize some parts of the United States, much of Western Europe, and parts of temperate zone Asia, China, Japan, Korea, and Oceania. Many locales have significant advantages in water, soils, and the like, but they face other challenges, such as a heavy tropical disease burden or other natural hazards. Other places have adequate water and climate, but poor underlying soils. From the perspective of water availability, the mid-latitude and high-latitude temperate zones and the equatorial rainforest regions have a big advantage relative to the much more arid subtropics and desert regions. Ecologists define the dry land regions as those in which the rainfall is low compared with the rate of potential evapotranspiration, that is, the rate of evapotranspiration that occurs when water is actually present. The dry lands include four subcategories and degrees of increasing aridity: dry subhumid, semi-arid, arid, and hyperarid. The dry lands include much of Africa, other than around the equator, all of the Middle East, most of South Asia and Central Asia, and parts of Mexico, the Andes, Argentina, and northeast Brazil. Some arid lands, such as Egypt and Pakistan, can still support intensive agriculture because they have access to river-based irrigation, the Nile and Indus in these cases, or access to deep fossil aquifers, where the aquifers contain water that collected thousands of years ago in geologic sites that are not replenished by rainfall because they are too deep or lie below impermeable barriers. In total, the dry lands cover roughly 41% of the Earth's land area and support 35% of the world's population.